from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, there's a lot going on today. No Falcons practice, but the Braves are back at it. And before we get into some college football conversation, I want to just go through the lineup with you. Money Harris is back, leading off. Laureano is out there in right field. Ozuna, obviously, is our DH. Matt Olson at first base. Sean Murphy, Kelnick in left field. Arcia, shortstop, Mike. And then our new guy is at third base.
Yeah, Gio Urshela is going to bat in the eighth spot. And then Whit Merrifield is going to play second, bat ninth. Not exactly what we were expecting when we broke camp from Northport, Florida, that Ramon Laureano, Gio Urshela, and Whit Merrifield would be in the mix. Yeah, we knew that Kelnick was going to certainly have his chance to earn a starting role. Michael Harris, is he comfortable in the leadoff spot?
I hope so.
Because we need the juice. We really do. And I know that the first go-round, it wasn't exactly gangbusters. But look, we looked at the numbers of Gio Urshela. I know my first reaction was, bum, you know, journeyman. But he was displaced up in Detroit for a young guy they're going to make room for on the roster. And that happens this time of year all the time for teams that are done. And they've got a guy they're hot on named Jace Young. So he comes in, and this guy was expendable. But he did bat 265. He's not been bad this year for Detroit. He's certainly Look, this guy played for the Yankees, actually hit 20 home runs 1 year. It's been a minute. But, Carl, he's better than anything as far as recent history in the bigs that the Braves can roll out as far as what they have in the system. That's just it.
I know. Where's the beef? Where's the pop in this lineup?
Not much.
Not a whole lot. Hopefully we can find ways to get it done, and we hope that Ronaldo Lopez is good on the mound tonight. More on the Braves coming up. Also, Michael Turner is set to join us in about 15 minutes, co-host of the Believe in Falcons podcast. We'll talk to him about all the things with our football team. He was a great running back, and I think we got a great running back room. We'll talk to him about that and much more on the way. But right now, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
All right, Mike. First and foremost, Kirby Smart. We were talking about this with Tua Tagovailoa earlier, and maybe some people got offended. Get over it. I think he's soft in his response to what Brian Flores did or said to him a few years back. He's not his coach anymore. But Kirby Smart saying about his football team, Mike, quote, "We've got good mental toughness. We're in a good spot in terms of physicality, but they've grinded and we've got a long way to go. We're not where we need to be by any means." But here's the deal. Is there any question that Kirby's teams, now that we know what they are not going to be tough and not going to be physical?
That's our calling card. I mean, that's what I was so surprised about, seeing them not really have a better plan for Jalen Milroe in that SEC championship game, right, last December?
That's correct.
You know, but that aside, they've got some bangers. They got dudes. They have some injuries, though. I know I heard the dog report with Brandon Adams earlier today with Andy Randy. And, you know, I just think the center of the offensive line, the fact you've got some guys out of position potentially with the injuries that they've had to deal with, it's a bit concerning. But they feel they've got depth in the next man up. But Clemson, I just think, you said said it the other day. I just think people are underestimating Clemson's defense.
I do too.
And the lack of veteran leadership on that defense.
I totally agree.
They have it. I'm saying people think it's a lack. No, they got guys who've been around.
If this is a close game, and again, the Dogs are what, my 2-touchdown favorite right now?
Correct.
Okay. If it is a close game, it's going to be because Clemson's defense keeps them in the game. It's not going to be because Clemson is scoring a bunch of points and they're keeping up with the Dogs. It's going to be a lower scoring game than what we suspected it to be. But as far as, you know, the progress that's being made, and this gets back to the two scrimmages. They've had two scrimmages now, and Kirby Smart says, I saw things I needed to see in terms of tackling, playing better without the coaches on the field and guys being in guys' ears. But he says, we still have a long way to go. So they've had, you know, Mike, those scrimmages. You're getting a feel for your football team. I think Kirby likes what he sees. You know, again, there's a lot of talent on the field. But at the end of the day, this still gets back to, you know, who's going to challenge him? And are they going to be able to overcome those moments, Mike, where it gets tight, right? And I just read something today. I don't even know where it was, but I saw something where they were like, Carson Beck is not considered, because this is going to be, believe it or not, we're a long way from the draft, but this is going to be a good draft for defensive backs, okay? Right. Edge rushers, believe it or not, coming out in this draft, unlike last year. And then they were talking about the quarterbacks. And, of course, Carson Beck is the top of the list. But he's not considered right now, Mike, going into the spring draft. Now, this is all change, but not the number one overall pick. And they were just saying, if he has the kind of year at Georgia we expect, he will be.
Yeah, I mean, if he's invited to New York for the Heisman, you know, then he's certainly going to be in that mix. You know, you've got weapons. You don't have Raro. We already covered that. But, you know, Dylan Bell, Dominic Lovett, those are the guys who are supposed to pop. We've talked a lot about those guys. The running backs, I can't imagine Trevor Etienne not playing because he had his case adjudicated. I know there was a lot of, you know, sort of hemming and hawing over some of the off-the-field stuff with guys getting behind the wheel and making bad decisions. But I don't see Kirby not starting him against Clemson. Do you?
No, I do not. I do not.
And then they got depth at running back, but I think Trevor's going to be the bell cow. They've got a lot of young guys at corner that are certainly going to shine. Look, it just the only thing we've been keep coming back to is who's that next big space grabber in the middle of the defense, and do they have that on the roster? Or is he going to show himself out? Is he a younger guy? I don't know. We know Smile Munden. We've talked about all their names. Malachi Starks. There's leadership on both sides, but are they going to have that lights out defense? That's what you keep asking, right? That's the question, because everybody they're going to play can score. Everybody on the schedule they're playing can score.
No, and you got to keep these scores down, or at least get off the field with turnovers and that sort of thing for the Dogs, and they've done a good job of that. Meanwhile, I do want to bring this up because Kalen DeBoer, Alabama, and you know they're on the Dogs schedule at the end of September. Dogs go to Alabama, go to Tuscaloosa. Mike, they were talking about the fact that he really didn't have any ties at Alabama, unlike a lot of coaches who've worked for guys. Mm-hmm. And then, hey, we know a guy, and he comes in, and there is some kind of connection. He didn't work for Saban. We looked at Steve Spurrier and Solage and all these guys in Nebraska that worked for Tom Osborne, or, you know, Zook worked for Spurrier. There's none of that. And so he really came in as literally an outsider. And it's interesting, only because I think Greg Byrne, the AD, isn't this a smart move? Because so many times we say, oh, we need to get a guy that knows, you know, coaching and is connected, and it doesn't work.
Well, you've always had the coach in waiting. Remember Muschamp was a coach in waiting, and Kirby was technically a coach in waiting in Alabama before it cut loose. It's completely out of the left field by Alabama. But it's not like Harsin when he went to Auburn. That was one that was – because Auburn, you know the Auburn story. Half the alums never on the same page to begin with. But DeBoer's resume was rock solid. He's had success. You just saw him, you know, in the national semifinal or in the championship game. And it was a bold move, and they didn't waste any time. And the fact that, look, there is still a degree of continuity. Saban still has an office there. Saban is still around. You know, I know he's doing TV with
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
ESPN. I mean, obviously, he's got a relationship of some sort with Du Bois. He's not just going to sit there and watch. You think Saban wants to watch this thing just die on the vine?
No.
After he leaves? No way.
No, I agree. There's so many connections, though, when you start talking about football. Ray Perkins with Bear Bryant. I mean, there's just Barry Switzer, Gary Gibbs. There's always seemingly this tie, and there's really not with the Alabama situation now. Hey, one other thing I want to mention, Mike, and this is Mike Gundy. He's at Oklahoma State. He has come out publicly and basically said, told his players, stop asking for money. And I'm wondering how many other places this is going on at, where guys have signed, you got your NIL deal, and you're still talking about money. Listen to Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State talk about, I've told my guys, we've moved on.
You know, the business side of what we do now is we have to have those conversations with them. You know, tell your agent to quit calling us and asking for more money. It's non-negotiable now. Get them to start again in December. So now we're able to direct ourselves just at football, and that part is fun.
Now, it just, if you and I had this conversation 5 or 6 years ago, that this would be something that a college Division I coach would be talking about. You know, look, enough. Enough of the money. By the way, how Bush League is it? Oklahoma State's going to have QR codes on the back of the players' helmets. They can pause the action on TV and then go send some loot to your favorite. Which, again, it's another sign of like the world falling off its axis. You know, Gundy, he's almost like, you know, God bless him. There's guys out there that do really well. You and I have a bunch of high school coaches that we're friends with. And there's some guys that matriculate onto the pros or college. But sometimes Gundy just sounds like a dumbass gym teacher that's really in over his head with some of this stuff. You know, like the way he just handles it. They're like, okay, gotcha. I mean, where do you think this is going, man? I mean, when do we get the guardrails? Every kid talks about the guardrails. Where's it coming from? Not coming from the NC2A.
No.
It's not coming from any conference anytime soon.
Once we get the super conference, it'll come from that. Whenever that happens.
Right.
And again, we may be 15 years away from that. Because
From Congress.
Well, if I'm the Big Ten, I'm not looking for a super conference. We're in a pretty good spot. We got a great TV deal. Right. SEC, they're going to renegotiate. I mean, I don't know when that happens, but yeah, it's not coming anytime soon.
By the way, is he as good as it gets at Oklahoma State?
Been there a long time.
Every couple of years. I mean, I'm looking at the record.
Been there a long time.
And every once again, he'll pop for 12, 10 wins, 11-win season. That's as good as it gets?
Probably.
Okay.
Now, here's the crazy thing. I don't know if they make the playoff this year, Mike. They're not considered the best team in the Big 12. I mean, Right. Seriously, it's Utah.
Right. And so, they're good, by the way. Very good.
So I don't know if they even get into the playoff. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to. Michael Turner, the burner, stops by Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We love talking with Michael Turner because he was a hell of a running back, fun to watch, and a guy, when you start saying these numbers, Mike, right, it's kind of ridiculous. 1699, that's 1,700 yards in 2008. That's Matt Ryan's rookie season. He ran for 1,300 in 2010, 1,300 in 2011. He was a dude. Michael, we appreciate you jumping on with this. Of course, he co-hosts the Believe in Falcons podcast as well. I just want to start with the running back room as we're talking about you and what you were able to accomplish with the Falcons. What do you think about our running back room? We think it's dynamic. And how do you balance the carries and the snaps between Algier and you know, Bijan Robinson?
I mean, it's a new era. So these guys are kind of like used to that. You know, back in my day, it was like we had one workhorse and then a guy would like spell you every now and then. So these guys are used to just going in and out and not just getting all the carries. Not, I don't know if Bijan's going to ever get like 20 plus carries a game or anything like that, but they'll work it out because they both dynamic. They both can run the football and they both can be dangerous. So they'll work it out.
You ever tell Malarkey, man, why, hey, give me the rock. I can catch a ball. I mean, you actually could catch some balls, but I mean, obviously they use you as a battering ram, Mike. Did you ever want to try to catch the ball?
I always ask for a screen. That's about it. But like, give me a screen. I'll say it'll work. And when I finally got one, I scored. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like 60 yards or something. So I was like, I told y'all I can do a screen, you know? Every night I did it. I had a couple screens in college, too. So it was just, I guess they didn't get fancy with me. They just hand me the football if they wanted me to have it.
Michael Turner joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Let's talk about the new additions, man. Justin Simmons at safety. Matthew Judon coming off the edge. Does this take the defense, in your opinion, to the next level?
Man, it has to, right? I mean, those are Pro Bowl guys. So I thought our defense was, like, pretty good already. It was just, like, it was on the field too much last year while they was, like, on the bottom half of some certain things. But I mean, we're pretty dangerous now. You add two guys. I mean, it lights the load on everybody else. So if we stay healthy and the defensive coordinator get, like, creative with certain things, you know what I'm saying, not always get blitzes, but we can have some cover sacks. Falcons could be up there, man.
Right.
They could be up there. I'm not saying Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to put that pressure on them, but I'm not going to put that pressure on
Say
them.
Say it.
But they'll be up there. They'll be up
Say
there.
Say it. Hey, man, we should have gone in 2012, man. It is Michael the Burner Turner with us here, guys, on the waitfor.com hotline. Abe was already here. The Predator was here. But we haven't had a guy like Judon, you could argue, since your old teammate, John Abraham, was here. How good was he?
And Abraham was a beast, man. You know, he was always, you know, getting sacks. He found a way. And what impressed me about Abraham, he's kind of skinny. You know what I'm saying? He was like a small defensive end. He wasn't big like Judon or anything like that. But he had some moves. He was special back there getting the job done. So big ups to Abraham. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate he made the All-Decade team with the Falcons. So, you know what I'm saying? He was a monster.
Yeah, he really was, man. As we talk about our Falcon football team, there is a lot of excitement. I know you do this podcast. What are you hearing, man? What are you hearing from the fan base and people talking about this team? Mike and I were saying it feels like we're getting a lot more national attention, obviously with the addition of Kirk Cousins and then what we've just done with these guys, with Judon and Simmons.
I mean, the city's buzzing, man. Everywhere I go, they talk about the Falcons like, this could be it, you know, we go finally gonna have a winning record at least, you know, beat the Saints, you know, dominate them. We got a quarterback finally, you know what I'm saying? But no diss to Ritter, but that was just kind of the problem with the Falcons in the past couple of years. You know, we ain't had no quarterback, but right. We got two now, so we're gonna see what's gonna go down.
And that brings me to the next question. Michael Turner's with us, guys, a former Falcon great here on Dukes and Bell. We didn't get to see Penix, Mike, other than that first game against the Dolphins. Do you think it's a deal? Is it a big deal or not? Because I know every coach seems to handle this new preseason, you know, three games differently.
It's not a big deal because I just want to get some young guys some reps. You would think you put Penix out there, but it is what it is, man. I can't tell who's playing in preseason anymore, man. Nobody's playing.
It's true. Now, Mike, you came in 04. Did you play in all the preseason games?
Man, I was dead tired out there doing preseason. I was doing special teams. You know, I played special teams.
Right.
Man. Oh, my goodness. Spent that fourth game. You know, it was a rookie year fourth game.
Yeah.
Doing everything, you know. Like, playing all four quarters. That would put a test to – if everybody who's been through it, like, rookie year, they know what I'm talking about. You know, like, because you playing all special teams. There's no break because everybody's in T-shirts and tennis shoes, so mm-hmm. – There's no subs, so it's just you out there. So, but you fight there fighting for your life because you know who's going to get cut. You know, that's the final, you know, get the 53 going on. It's pressure on everybody, you know. And so everybody's just fighting for their lives out there, man. Dead tired, giving it all.
Talking with Michael the Burner Turner with us, guys, here on the waitfor.com hotline. We know that there's expectations now with this team because we got a quarterback. You said it. No disrespect to, you know, guys that came before. It just is what it is.
Right.
I think now, Mike, we get more out of Drake London. We finally get Pitts back to 1,000 yards. I just think Kirk Cousins is going to have a big year because the O-line looks like it's certainly stout.
Yeah, I mean, we always had, you know, decent O-line, a good O-line. I'm pretty sure it was like top 10 O-line worker, their grades and everything. So how much are we going to run the football, though? That's what I'm worried about. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got weapons all over. And Kirk doesn't have to be a superhero. So I don't want the fans to think Kirk has to be a superhero out there.
Right.
Just get the playmakers the ball. That's all you got to do.
Yeah, you don't have to do too much and try to overdo it.
You don't have to do too much.
Yeah, and use the play action.
Kurt has some moments in his career now. He, you know, threw some game-winning touchdowns and stuff, but he ain't got to do it every week, you know.
Yeah, well, you've got enough guys around you that is,
right.
You know, that to your point, man. Like, and you know, we go back to Matt, right? I mean, when you guys are rolling and he comes in 08, obviously, you know, you had a different coordinator, but the objective was, hey, we're going to take pressure off him. We don't need Kirk. I'd love to see him throw for 5,000 right. yards, but he doesn't have to for this team to be successful, right? That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? And you don't have to. I know Kirk wanted to have an MVP year. Mm-hmm. More power to him. You know what I'm saying? Like, great. It's great for us if yeah. he has that year. But he doesn't have to do it. And just trust the players. We want to see Drake London explode on the scene, finally get his, like, breakout season. We saw a little bit of Kyle Pitts. My boy got hurt, man, Rondale Moore. I was looking forward to seeing him.
Yeah.
So we got what, Moody?
Right.
Moody. So we got playmakers and we got, you know, two dynamic backs. We can get the job done. Now we got a defense. That's really less pressure on Kirk. Should be. And see what we do.
Well, the thing is, you know, Carl talks about, like, when you came over here from San Diego, I mean, they literally, I think Smitty was like, hey, Mike, we're going to give you the rock all day. Because the whole idea was basically to take pressure off of Matt Ryan. So you had to be that dude. And we went to the playoffs that first year.
Right, but I was in the same situation with you know, when Phillips was starting, so we had to ran the ball.
Right,
we ran the ball. That's when the LT, you know, had that like 30 something touchdowns, whatever he had record and everything. We ran the football. I was getting a lot of carries. Mm-hmm. LT was getting a lot of carries. We protected Phillips until he was ready. Till he was ready to go. We always thought he was like ready, mm-hmm. but. We made sure he was ready. Like we're gonna run the football. Marty wanted to run the football, right. and protect Phillip until he trusted Phillip. You know.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I just feel like you. Everywhere I'm going and running into folks, that's the sense I'm getting. And then I'm getting the questions. Obviously, you know, Michael, you get them as well. It's like, yo, what do you think about this or that? But it's all positive. It feels good, everything we've been watching and seeing coming out of camp and at Flowery Branch. Man, we always appreciate catching up with you. Co-host of Believe in Falcons podcast, you can catch that. It's Michael the Burner Turner, man, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Thanks again, Michael.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's Absolutely. Our guy, man.
It's time for fun. It's time for guy talk.
Yes! Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans. Yeah! Yes! Brought to you by Hooters. If the game is on, it's on at Hooters. Any conference, all season long.
Where to play is play. Hey, the word just came down, Carl. Broadcast team for Georgia Clemson. Sean McDonough, along with Greg McElroy.
Oh, Sean, huh?
Yes, you won't get it. If you don't get enough of Fowler and Herb Street, you'll have plenty of me. I'll be everywhere. I'll be ubiquitous.
He called the NHL Finals, didn't he?
I sure did.
Yeah.
Yes. I talked to Razor. Razor said, is there any way I could do this not with you in the booth?
Come on. He didn't
say that. So Ray Ferraro went down to the ice level. I was all alone. That's actually how they did it. It's kind of unique. It's kind of cool because Ray sits right there.
It was cool.
Ray sits, Razor, by the way, former Thrasher, great guy, sits on the red line. And Sean's up there bloviating in the booth along with Greg McElroy and Molly McGrath. On the sideline. By the way, it's also Dragon Con. I don't know if you know this. I like to dress up as Captain Jean-Luc Picard. That's right, Sean.
Next generation, huh?
Yes.
You're a next generation fan.
Indeed.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Is it the same weekend?
Dude, that's why I had to laugh about, you know, with all due respect to, you know, the Hawks getting screwed out of MLK Day here in Atlanta. And Steve Kuhn gave us that excuse about, well, you know, the churches are still in service. And whatever. You could have had the game, and then we could have had the national championship. Because you realize you get everything from NASCAR to Dragon Con to the college championship all going on at the same time in this city. Chris,
I think the hair show's that weekend.
Oh, over there at the Conference Center?
I believe it is.
Don't touch the hair. Chris, I can't believe now in the 3 years you lived in Atlanta, you have not gone to Dragon Con. This is a ripe, I mean, pickings for a young single man. This is a shooting gallery, some would say. Not to be sexist, for both sexes, if we're honest. Freaky Madiki.
It's a lot of fun. I think you'd enjoy it.
Or, and you, before you got married, I know you go down there.
I've been down there. Oh, it's fun. It numerous times.
No,
yes.
It's fun, man. I'm with
Chris,
you.
Chris, get with the program, man.
Yeah, maybe Abe and I will go shopping after the show, pick out a couple of outfits, and hit the. We'll paint the town red, boys.
Just be two wild and crazy guys.
I mean, Abe dresses up as Boba Fett, and you could dress up as a stormtrooper.
By the way, guys, I sent Abe a text today.
Yeah.
Netflix is casting the next season of Love is Blind. They're bringing it back here to Atlanta, right. So I sent Abe a text.
He should be in it.
He says he doesn't think there's any room for an overweight radio producer.
Oh, come on. Stop, man. Abe. Come on.
That was the response I got back.
You can go to Dragon Con. Just Google Dragon Con Atlanta, and you'll get the whole list of events. But I just moved. I fast-forwarded to the stuff I know our audience is all excited about. Friday at the Cortland Grand Hotel Pool and Courtyard, Dragon Con's Pinups by the Pool Party.
Yeah!
Yes. Hundreds of nerds who don't know how to talk to a woman can actually oogle at women in various states of undress by the pool.
Nerds!
May Hemmer and her bevy of bathing beauties bring you to a poolside treat. Music, gorgeous ladies, and fun is what's to be had as it returns for its 10th year. The fabulous Cortland Grand Hotel. Be sure to don your best poolside pinup attire. There'll be a pinup competition, Turtle. Your mistress of ceremonies will be the incomparable Phoebe Nix, whoever she is. And May Hemmer will be there with her burlesque bombshells from Saturday night's gorgeous glamour party.
Wow. Okay.
So if you nerds ever want to have a shot of seeing something sexy, aside from being online, this might be the chance to do it.
No, that sounds a lot of fun. I've never done that, Mike, but right. I have just walking around, by the way, and seeing all the outfits and people, you know, totally buying in and invested to their costumes. It's cool. I'll say that. And, you know, City does a good job with it, but... Turtle, he's right. You need to get on this.
That's also just a Tuesday in Atlanta.
I will say this.
It's a little amped up, though.
Oren can tell you, if you see a woman dressed up as any of these characters, you know, it can be any. You might see Xena Warrior Princess, or you might see, who is the blue girl from the...
Mystique.
Mystique. Oh, yeah. Obviously with some duct tape in some important areas or electrical tape. Yeah. But, I mean, if you're going out like that in public, you know, I mean, I want to say not to paint with a broad brush, but, I mean, I think, you know, there's some shenanigans are possible there.
No, unbelievable. Look, among the nerds, I found an actual girl here. Look at this. Not too shabby around here, huh, honey?
No.
The male-female ratio, yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got your veritable pick of the litter. You can choose from all kinds of guys who have no idea how to please you.
My favorite Triumph the Wonder Dog is when they sent him to the Star Wars. It was the Star Wars, the film in Times Square, and that's what Oren pulled the audio from. And for those that remember, it's a hand puppet with a cigar. And he goes,
he's great.
What does that button do? Call your mom to pick you up? This guy was dressed up as a stormtrooper. Anyway, Chris, I'm just saying.
Because I'm a Star Wars guy. All of your favorite Star Wars characters. That's the other part about this. Like, so, you know.
Everything from fantasy. You have people from Game of Thrones.
Absolutely.
All the way through to any kind of sci-fi and fantasy.
I need to find myself a Laura Croft. That's what I'm looking for.
And they'll be there. Be one, man.
Raid my tomb.
Excuse me. It's Lara Croft, by the way.
Shut up, nerd!
Nerd! Lara Croft. All right, from fantasy and reality to fantasy football, Carl, are you going to be one of those gutsy guys who's going to try the zero running back strategy in this year's fantasy draft?
No.
You know what this is?
I do.
This is where you go wide receiver, tight end, quarterback, wide receiver.
No running back.
Pick up the backs in the fifth round or later.
No. And I don't discuss strategy on the radio because too many of you cheat. And with the strategy that I would give you.
Right.
But there's no way I'm not doing that.
Somebody are saying it's trending. The zero running back gambit, if you're in a points per reception league, may be the way to go. If you have the steely nerve. Probably there's so few running backs. A lot of guys say this is the way to go.
Correct. Well, that's the other part. You may do this not because you went into it looking to do it. You may realize that the top five running backs are gone, Mike, and you go, hey, I can get a better wide receiver and a better tight end, and all of a sudden you end up five rounds in without a running back.
And that's the problem. Only about 20 good running backs, if you're in a 12 or a 14 teamer, they go like that. And if you're picking middle rounds. So anyway, we're not going to hit you over the head with fantasy after making fun of people that go to Dragon Con, but there is something to think about if you are in one of those PPR leagues. Hey, man, big news here in Atlanta for people who hate the west side end of the perimeter, talking about 20 and I-285. They got a $1.2 billion deal coming down to fix it.
Okay.
I got to experience this every time I meet you up at Twin Peaks. When we go to Kennesaw, I got to go 285 West Side.
Okay.
And so anyway, we're at 20 meters of 285. If you're not from there, you don't know. But apparently it shows up on the U.S. Department of Transportation's one of like the top log jams as far as trucks creating congestion and all sorts of blank shows for people that are trying to get somewhere.
Did not know that. So how long is this going to go on?
Well, probably forever. I guess.
15 years?
Yeah, the article in the AJC says completion will be 2064. No, I'm kidding about that. Hopefully quicker than that. What really got people going bananas is you can fix 285 and I-20 for that, but they're going to add those express lanes to 400.
They are.
It's going to cost $4.6 billion?
50 years. It's 50-year tollway.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, I know that I use that, and I tell you what, for guys who don't have the Peach Pass, it's great. The only problem with the Peach Pass, and you and I were discussing this the other day, is people that go slower than the traffic in the Peach Pass lane.
Right, right.
They've given you your own private Autobahn. So why are you hanging with traffic? Why? You know why?
Why?
Because you're soft. And you know why you're soft? Because everybody's soft, including Tua.
Because I said soft, so what? I say I spell it.
Including
F capital T. Soft.
Tua, Tua Tagovailoa. And we'll play more of the audio because we've got Brian Flores' response to Tua going on Dan Le Batard and saying that Brian Flores was mean. Guys, toughen up. And go faster. If you're in that express lane, Carl, express, I thought meant, you know, expressly fast, as in express service, as in let's go faster than the traffic in the other lanes. Am I missing something?
No, here? No, no, you're not missing anything. The only problem is sometimes the police
right,
are looking at those lanes, Mike, and sometimes I'm just telling you.
Right.
I see
I'm not
that
saying
happen.
Go light speed, but I mean go faster than like 70 miles. Okay, never mind. On that note, that's Guy Talk brought to you by Dukes and Bell. Hey, man, Al, and I will say if we ever get a hockey team, that'll be one way to get up to those arenas wherever they build.
Oh, that's true.
All right. 400.
Listen, I'm all for expanding.
Oh, very nice.
I'm all for expanding because, listen, we did not prepare our city for the growth.
Nope.
But, Mike, it's just how inconvenient it becomes when these projects turn into 15, 20-year projects.
Look at 285 and 400 finally got finished, right?
I mean, didn't that bridge burn down and they fix it in 6 months?
Like
Remember
6
that?
Weeks.
I mean, seriously.
Right. 6 weeks.
It just shows you how fast we can get things done.
Yes. Remember, Dragon Con. Nerds, enjoy.
Nerds! Falcon Report is on the way, guys. Also, we are going to talk about Rook. Coming up in the 5 o'clock hour as he's been picking some of his teammates' minds about certain things. We'll get into that. Grant McCauley is going to join us. We'll get you caught up on the latest with the Braves. They have added a player. We'll tell you all about it in the 5 o'clock hour.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.